Oh, Philip, isn't it beautiful? I've not been to the seaside in ages. Do you think Father and your Helen will take us when we get home?
I doubt they'll want anything to do with us. They've got each other, remember?
Are you always this grumpy when you've had no sleep?
I am not being grumpy.
We're nearly there yet, Miss Camel.
Just around this dune and you'll see it any moment now.
And anyway, the reason I had no sleep was because I...
Look!
Goodness.
Gordon Bennett!
Blimey!
That's got to be the biggest sandcastle in the world.
Well, how else could all the islanders live in it?
It seems ever so familiar.
Not again. Of course it is, Your Honour. You and Helen built it last year. At Dinchurch. It won Best Sandcastle Competition.
Oh, yes. Only ours never had iron gates and a real drawbridge.
Part of the magic, innit? You ain't exactly a quick learner, Your Lordship.
Why do they want to live on an island? This place looks brilliant. I think the drawbridge is coming down.
Parrot? These islanders.
What about them?
They aren't terribly savage or anything, are they?
I don't know. I've never been here before.
I think we're just about to find out. Philip! Philip! They're children like us! The islanders are children!
What ho! Pleased to meet you. I'm Chiefy. Chief of the islanders, that is. Which of you is the deliverer? And your camel can stay in the stables for as long as she wants to.
Thanks.
Do have some more blancmange, Princess Lucy.
I won't, thanks. It's a bit...
fishy. Yes, that is a problem. You see, we get all of our food from the sea.
Oh, I thought this platter was a bit salty.
Oh, it's fine for first course and everything. I mean, there's mussels and cockles and shrimps, and any sort of fish you can think of. But it is rather a pain when it comes to sorting out a pudding.
I suppose it must be.
That's one of the reasons we want to live on an island. Then we could have bananas and kiwis and mangoes and all sorts. It's not the main reason, of course. The main reason is the fear. It's all right, everyone. Carry on eating. I'm just explaining to the deliverer.
Yes, we've been meaning to ask about that. Is Philip supposed to deliver you from this bear?
Really, everyone? It's fine.
As I was saying, is Philip supposed to be delivering you all from this...
Lucy, do put a bun in it, will you?
Well, pardon me.
What she's trying to ask is, what exactly is it you're all afraid of?
The sea.
Pardon?
What do you mean, the sea?
That is our fear.
Hang on. You live by it. You eat from it. You call yourselves islanders, because presumably you want to be surrounded by it. How, in the name of all that's what's name, can you be afraid of it?
We all live in a giant sand castle. There's only got to be one big storm and we'll all be washed away. We get some pretty terrific storms on this coast, you know.
Then go and live somewhere else.
We can't. We have to live by the sea. We're islanders.
But you don't live on an island!
Parrot, it's not very polite of you to get cross with our host.
Except our so-called host should be cast off to the manor, if you ask me. But, of course, no one ever does.
Parrot!